Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Breakfast Reading, and I'm your host, Moji from Bayonne Barta. Today's episode is about failing is necessary for creativity. Fear of failure is a common condition. It often stops creativity and prevents us from moving forward in our lives. We all experience failure in our lives, but we don't all react to it in the same way. Some of us accept the idea of failure. It is a way of focusing on something new and developing our thinking differently. Others react to it by curling up into a little ball and separating themselves from the rest of the world. There is a lot of evidence to support this idea. Some people accept failure, but others avoid it at every possible opportunity. To some, failure is good. To others, it is bad. Interesting research has emphasized the idea that some people accept challenges and disappointments as opportunities to focus on something new. These are people with a growth mindset. Then there are other people who see failure as, well, as a complete failure. They believe that they never had the talent or skill, and they probably never will. These are people with a fixed mindset. These individuals accept the belief that you are either born with talent or you're not. In short, you're either in one group or the other. In the studies of creative people, psychologists discovered that equality separates creative people from non-creative people. Creative people make lots of mistakes and continue to deal with them. But non-creative people make a mistake and stop. Most people think success and failure are complete opposites. In reality, they're both parts of the same process. We can learn by accepting our failure and making a true evaluation. In fact, failure can make things worse if we get the wrong messages from it. When we relate our failures to outside factors, the regulators, the customers, the competitors, we have no reason to change our way. We waste our money, focus more on the same strategy, and hope everything becomes better. It's your turn now. Tell me, how can you be creative? Don't forget to leave us a comment and make sure to tune in for our future episodes. Until then, bye-bye. Bye.